Deutschlandfunk Interview.
Mr. Secretary General, I would like to start with some fresh news we just got from the French President. Emmanuel Macron just called the NATO alliance brain dead. Do you actually know what he's talking about?
What I know is that NATO is strong and that North America and Europe are doing more together now than they have done for many, many years. We are increasing the readiness of forces. For the first time in our history, we have forces in the eastern part of the alliance, reforming the command structure. And the United States is increasing their presence in Europe for the first time since the end of the Cold War. And European allies are also stepping up with more investments in defense, also for the first time since the end of the Cold War. So the reality is that NATO has implemented the biggest reinforcement to our collective defense in decades, and we do that together, North America and Europe.
So France actually is not any partner in the alliance. It's a strong partner, nuclear power, veto power in the UN Security Council. So how damaging is it possibly when one of the NATO members is calling the alliance practically dead?
Well, I think that what matters is the reality, and the reality is that NATO delivers more than we have done in many, many years. And I also agree with Chancellor Merkel, who I met, and she expressed strong support to NATO, and also the fact that NATO is the cornerstone of European security. We have to understand that I very much welcome efforts to strengthen European defense. I think that's important for Europe, for NATO, because more than 90% of the people living in the European Union, they live in the NATO countries. There's no way it's possible to strengthen the defense of Europe without at the same time strengthening the defense of NATO, strengthening the European pillar in NATO. But any attempt to divide or to distance Europe from North America will weaken the transatlantic alliance, but it will also risk to divide and split Europe. So therefore, we need to work for European unity, but not as an alternative to transatlantic unity. We need European unity in a way that complements the transatlantic alliance, and that's exactly what I believe is important for both NATO and the EU.
Is this what Mr. Macron is doing? Is he trying to distance the European NATO partners from North America?
I think what we see now is that we are an alliance of 29 allies with 29 democracies on both sides of the Atlantic with different views on many different issues. The strength of NATO is that we have always been able to overcome those differences and unite around our core task to protect and defend each other, one for all for one. And by doing that, by being the strongest alliance in the world, we don't provoke a conflict, but we prevent the conflict. The strength of NATO is the most important tool to avoid any military confrontation. And we just have to make sure that we don't undermine that. At the same time, since we are 29 allies with different views, we also discuss in an open and frank way, and that's what's happening in NATO every day.
So on the other hand, you don't dispute that there are disagreements among NATO partners, and Macron is criticizing there was a lack of coordination by Turkey intervening in northern Syria, that there was a lack of coordination by the United States to withdraw the troops there. So doesn't he have a point, actually?
There are differences between NATO allies on different issues, from trade, climate change, and also when it comes to the situation in northeast Syria. But again, the strength of NATO has been and still is that we are able to overcome, and it's our responsibility to show that we are also able to overcome the differences we see today, so we don't weaken the fundamental strength of our alliance, keeping us together, and by doing that, preventing any attack, any threat to any NATO ally. NATO is the only platform where Europe and North America comes together on a daily basis, consulting on all strategic issues which are of importance for our shared security. So, of course, we have discussed the situation in Syria many times over many years. We have discussed other strategic issues, like, for instance, the demise of the INF Treaty, the Russian deployment of new missiles violating the INF Treaty, the general approach to Russia, what we call deterrence, defense, and dialogue. So, because we cannot isolate Russia, we need to work and strive for a better relationship with Russia. On this issue, we agree, and we need to continue to work on that, consulting, also on the issues where we see differences, to try to overcome those differences.
But would you concede that the remarks of Mr. Macron show a broader concern among European allies about the tension we have seen, especially under the presidency of the current President of the United States, but also by Turkey in the recent years? So this is a broader phenomenon. Do you understand that there is a huge amount of angst still under the partners?
So what I see is a kind of paradox. And the paradox is that, yes, we see some disagreements, differences between NATO allies. And we've also seen that recently, for instance, regarding northeast Syria or Syria. At the same time, and that's the paradox, we do more together than we've done for decades. With more U.S. presence in Europe, with high readiness of forces, with European allies also stepping up. So I'm absolutely confident that NATO is delivering on our core task, collective defense, to protect all allies. But at the same time, of course, we have to take seriously the differences we've seen regarding northeast Syria. NATO is not on the ground in northeast Syria or in Syria. And of course, the Turkish incursion into Syria is not a NATO operation. And we have discussed this. Turkey has briefed allies. We have discussed it with allies. Allies have expressed their deep concern. I have expressed my deep concern. But at the same time, NATO allies agree on that we need to not jeopardize the progress we have made in the fight against Daesh. Not many months ago, ISIS or Daesh controlled huge territory in Iraq and Syria. The US-led global coalition to defeat ISIS has been able to liberate this territory. All NATO allies are part of that. NATO is part of that. So we must not jeopardize that progress. And we also need to continue our missions, operations in the region, including the training mission in Iraq, our training mission in Afghanistan, and also the presence of NATO in Turkey, including the presence of NATO in the Aegean Sea, helping to implement the agreement between the EU and Turkey on the migration crisis. So, yes, there are differences, but at the same time, important things we have to do together and where we agree.
Mr. Stoltenberg, you are here in Berlin this week to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, which was, of course, not only a wall in Berlin, but a deadly border between East and Western Germany. You underlined the role that NATO and the United States played in keeping up freedom in Europe and what they contributed to the end of the Cold War and the unification of Germany. The German foreign minister, on the other hand, thanked recently in a newspaper article many actors around the world, and especially in Europe, for their help, but did not mention the United States. Is it maybe difficult to appreciate the historic role of North America, given the tensions we've seen under the current president?
First of all, I think it's important that we recognize the courage of ordinary men and women in Eastern Germany, across Eastern Europe and Central Europe in general. In Poland, in Solidarność Gdańsk, in Prague, in many other cities, standing up against aggression and fear. And they actually changed the course of these countries' future. Then, of course, European allies played an important role, but of course also North America and NATO, because without the American security guarantees, we would never have been able to end the Cold War in a peaceful way without a shot being fired. And the reunification of Germany and Europe was made possible by the NATO security guarantees. And this is a kind of link also to what we see today. I think that EU efforts on defence are extremely important. I welcome them. They are important for providing new capabilities, for improving burden sharing, and they will strengthen the European pillar within NATO, but they cannot replace NATO. Especially after Brexit, the European Union cannot defend Europe. 80% of NATO's defence expenditure will come from non-EU allies. Germany will be the only European or EU member leading one of the NATO missions in the eastern part of the alliance in Lithuania. The rest will be led by non-EU allies, Canada, UK, the United States. And this is also about geography, because we have Norway in the north, Turkey in the south, but also Canada, the United States, and then after Brexit, United Kingdom in the west. They are key for European security. And the lesson learned from European history is that the transatlantic bond is absolutely fundamental for peace and stability in Europe. So again, this is not about choosing between either European unity or transatlantic unity. We need to make sure that we have both European unity and transatlantic unity at the same time.
And you expect from Germany to take on more responsibility?
I expect all allies to live up to their commitments, saying clearly that those allies spending less than 2% of GDP on defence have to invest more. Because we all reduced defence spending when tensions went down, but then we have to be able to increase defence spending when tensions are going up, as we see now in the fight against terrorism, but also to address a more assertive Russia, for instance, deploying new nuclear missiles in Europe. And the good news is that that's exactly what European allies are doing. I know that this is difficult. I've been a politician myself for many, many years, and I don't know that it's easier to, in a way, spend money on health, on education, on infrastructure instead of defence. But sometimes it is necessary to invest more in our security, because without peace, without security, we will not have prosperity, and everything else will be in vain if we are not able to preserve peace in Europe.